Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm very glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to say that there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This year, which was the first year for this podcast, I've been fortunate to be able to talk to lots of terrific singers and musicians. And while we had great conversations about their latest Christmas music, along with other projects they've done or that they have on the way, we also talked about the possibility that they would be recording and releasing more Christmas music, maybe as soon as next year. Every one of the people I talked to did not necessarily have a Christmas project in the works. And for those that did offer at least a glimpse of something that might show up next year, I ask that you don't hold them to it. They aren't promising anything. They're only saying this is on their to-do list. But as we all know, life happens. With all that said, here's a bunch of clips from some of this year's podcasts featuring 18 different artists who are already looking ahead to more Christmas music for the 2022 holidays. We'll kick things off with a segment from the first interview I did this season back in November. I talked to Bryn Stanley about her album Classic Christmas and the new track that was added this year. She also indicated that there was another potential Christmas album on the horizon.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm hoping to plan to record another Christmas album. We were hoping for next year, but it might be more like 2023. We're just so happy with how Classic Christmas is doing so well the last couple of years. And we're kind of going with that first and we'll see where it goes. But I don't want to give away too much because I'm definitely planning on that 100%. There's definitely songs I love so much that I wasn't able to do. But it's exciting that I'll be able to one day.
That same month, I talked to Cliff Beach, who had just released his first Christmas music album, which was called Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And while he wasn't sure about a new Christmas album, he did have plans for new Christmas singles, including an a cappella song that he already has slated for Christmas 2022.
You know, I don't know if we'll do a volume two, but I definitely see more Christmas singles in the future. I just did another a cappella version of Jingle Bells just for licensing, so that's not out. So we probably will release that, if not this year, next year. But, and that was a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, licensing with public domain, people always want to do stuff. And there's so many cool versions of Jingle Bells. One of my favorites is Ella Fitzgerald's version. And, but Frank Sinatra does a great version too. And, I have forgotten like how old Jingle Bells is, because usually when I think of like public domain and old songs, they sound really old, where I feel like Jingle Bells still sounds a little hip, I guess, for the season. It doesn't sound like 100 years old. So that was cool to be able to do that. And it's always keeping me thinking, because obviously working with a band, I only play, I sing and play keyboard and I arrange a lot of background vocals. But when I'm doing stuff a cappella, like I get to understand like what is a bass player thinking, and I'm doing like beatbox, and like what's a percussionist or drummer thinking. And so you know, it's just different ways to express ourselves. And I love a cappella music. One of my favorite holiday albums is by Take Six, the group, and they do I think they have two holiday albums, but they do a song with Stevie Wonder, Tell Us Good Tidings or something like that. It's really good. And so I think Pentatonix did an amazing Christmas a cappella thing too, specials and stuff. So I really enjoy that part of the music. It's not something I do all the time, but every now and then I'll drop some a cappella single just because I love that style of music. I mean, obviously Bob McFerrin and things like that, my hand transfer. But I don't know if I'll do like a full album again. I really am super pleased with the 10 songs that we brought out for this album. I think that's a great capstone on the season, and I think it would be hard to top that in a volume two, but I think definitely some other singles for holiday will come out in the next couple of years.
Corinne Cook talked about the possibility of recording her first Christmas album for next year and where she is in that process.
That's something that I have been, you know, thinking about, is doing an entire album. It's just I don't know if I want to do all original Christmas songs or do some traditional and originals. So I'm thinking about it, and it may be something that I will, you know, do in the future. It's been a little slow lately because of the pandemic and everything. It's harder to get into the studio to record, and it's harder to get together to do co-writes with people. But it's getting better now. It's getting to the point where, you know, I can actually start working on my next few songs that I have in the works.
This year, Carla Bonoff added a couple new Christmas songs to her album Silent Night, and she hopes to have something new for next year, possibly even some original Christmas music.
You know, I think at least for this year, we did our list. I would have to start digging deeper. I mean, it was an interesting process, you know, trying to find things that people haven't heard too much and yet trying to do the things that people love to hear. So, you know, trying not to, for me, you know, some of it gets too religious and you don't want to do too much of that. So it's a challenge, I think, sort of finding things that are right there in the middle that work, but hopefully every year we'll find a few more and add to the collection.
Any inspiration to write something new, some new Christmas music?
Oh, we should be doing that. Yeah, I have to figure out, we were thinking we should have written a COVID Christmas song. We didn't quite get to it, but yeah, I think next year that would be a good, you know, a good thing to do is to write something new.
David Browning is leaning toward more Christmas music, including a cover of a song that he wasn't able to have on this year's album, Christmas Presents.
I'm not sure yet. We'll see how things develop. And it's certainly possible. But yeah, there's a whole year first to get through.
Right.
So see what else comes our way.
I'm just a Christmas music guy. I have to ask everybody who comes on the podcast. And I know it's tough because, oh, you finally finished it. You got it out there. And then here's this guy going, so when is there going to be more?
Right. Yeah. So not sure yet, but hopefully next year we'll have at least something to supplement it. Maybe make a deluxe version of the album. Maybe I'll secure Feliz Navidad's licensing. We'll see.
Judy Pankhost, who recorded a new song this year, a duet with Kevin Scott Hall called Christmas in Maine, is talking with Kevin about planning a Christmas album together for next year.
Yeah, we've talked about it. That might be a project for the coming year. Because I know I have two Christmas songs that I haven't recorded yet that I would like to put out there. And Kevin's got some. So yeah, it would be a Christmas album with some duets and some songs from each of us. But we're just in the talking stages. That'll be something to explore in January after the craziness of the season has passed by. Thanks. So I hope everybody likes the song. I mean, if everybody likes the song, that will be the impetus to do the album.
Deb Bowman is eager to follow up her Big Love Christmas album from this past year with something new, possibly for 2022.
I was thinking actually about that this morning because I was thinking, you know, what happens in a few years when, you know, maybe you've sold all your merch and, you know, you're like, okay, should I go in and do a whole nother album? Should I release just some singles? Because that seems to be more, you know, common these days, where you could just do a single release and not have to do a whole album and the whole process of that. And I definitely think that there will be more holiday music. I'm considering doing a vinyl press of some of the songs, maybe as early as next year, maybe doing like a holiday in July or Christmas in July and having something new to offer. And maybe on that, I'll go into the studio and do a different song and go on and put that on to a vinyl press. I don't know. We'll see. I'm a big vinyl lover and collector, and I did a vinyl press for Fast Heart, and I wanted to do it for this, but I just really didn't have the time and the budget. It's a pretty big feat, you know? So yes. Yes, Ken. More holiday music.
Yay. Michael Sinatra is planning to finish the Christmas album he'd hoped to have out this year by adding an additional 6 or 7 songs to the one he did release this year, including his first original Christmas song.
I don't want to give too much away because things are still being worked out, like the title, right, and some of the lyrics. But yes, I'm really excited, and I've been asked for so many years, hey, do you have any original music? And you know, I would always just, oh, I just cover the standards and try to keep that music alive for future generations. But now I'm getting to the point where I'm, you know, getting a little older and I want to have something original out there that I could, you know, pass on and for other people to enjoy.
It's almost like it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? To add something to the canon of Christmas music is exciting to do, especially if you love that music. And it's got to be a little daunting too, because there's so much great stuff and you know comparisons are going to be made. It's got to be a tricky line to walk.
Yeah, that's why the song that I want to do is, it's going to be something, it's not just any holiday song. It's going to have some meaning behind it and a story and something that is close to the heart that, you know, if nobody likes it, it doesn't matter. As long as I like it and enjoy it, that's all I'll care about. So I'm really critical. I'm sure a lot of people are of what their work is. And after something's done, you're like, oh, I should, you know, you listen to a song over and over again. You're like, oh, I could have done this or I could have added this. And, you know, it's hard because that's how I felt on a few songs. Like, oh, I should have went and did this. And why didn't I think of that then? It's hard when you're working on something and just the planning. But that's why, you know, I might get a chance to maybe remix or add some stuff on some of the tracks that are out right now on the deluxe edition. So, but you're right. The process, it, you know, sometimes can be straining because you're like, oh, I don't want to think about Christmas. It's only like March, you know? It's hard to get into the spirit. That's why you have to do something and you have to tell yourself, why are you doing this? Why do you want to do this? You know, you have to motivate, you pretty much have to motivate yourself. And my motivation mainly for this album, because, you know, my parents passed. And so I was just wanted to honor them and dedicate this album to them in their memory. And so that was my motivation behind this album and finishing the complete album for next year.
Linda Imperial might have just been being nice to me, but I think she's really considering recording a kind of Rosemary Clooney Christmas songbook, possibly for next season.
I'm excited. I can't wait to do another.
Are there particular songs that you would want to cover? Do you think that you would want to do some more original things? Both, maybe?
Both. You know, I am Rosemary Clooney. Every time I think of Rosemary Clooney, I think of that holiday, that White Christmas, the movie, mm-hmm. You know, and the way people, artists, Bing Crosby, Mel Torme, Rosemary Clooney, God save the artist. That's all I can say. You know, everyone has a mission, and they've, you know, just hearing Rosemary Clooney makes me happy. It makes me feel good hearing her sing or hearing a Christmas song or hearing, you know, I don't know.
She had such a beautiful voice, and I love her Christmas music. And, you know, I don't want to turn this around and make it all about me, but one of the reasons that I wanted to create the Sounds of Christmas radio station is because there's so much great Christmas music out there that just doesn't get played anymore. And Rosemary Clooney is a great example of that. She has beautiful songs and you don't hear them on the radio. You still hear Bing with White Christmas, but you know, Bing had lots of Christmas songs too. And other than White Christmas, you don't hear much. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this, because I can, in addition to capturing current and recent songs, your single as an example, to get that out there so people who love Christmas music can hear it, I can also keep all of those classics alive. I can, you know, there are people who will listen to the Sounds of Christmas who get to hear at least some songs from Rosemary Clooney and some other ones from Bing and more from that era, as well as the new stuff. It's all mixed in. I think that it would be great if you wanted to record a Rosemary Clooney Christmas songbook kind of thing. I think that would be wonderful because, you know, she recorded certainly lots of Christmas songs that everybody knows, Christmas Time Is Here, White Christmas, lots of those. But she also did Susie Snowflake, which is one of those songs that starts to get forgotten because nobody else covers that anymore.
Wow.
But you'll find lots of gems on her albums, CDs,
you know what?
Streams.
Now that I've met you, Ken, I'm going to record. I'm going to try to record and write some more Christmas songs.
This year, Paul Kelly put out a 33-track album called Paul Kelly's Christmas Train. And while there might be more Christmas music to come somewhere down the road, he doesn't think there's anything new coming soon.
Everything we sort of tackled turned out well. So, I mean, there are songs that there are definitely plenty of other songs could do, like I said, down the track. So I haven't really put my mind to that yet.
Dan Ashley told me that plans are already underway for his Christmas album, which he hopes will be out next year.
You know, there are plans. It's funny. You know, it's not easy. I write a lot of songs and have lots of songs in the works all the time. But my writing partner, Bill Bentley, and I have talked about it. It's not easy to write good songs. And I was intending to have a Christmas album, I had hoped, this year. We are going to do that. I hope by next year, you and I are talking about a Christmas album. And it will be a couple of unique covers that, like My Favorite Time of Year, that are less familiar to most people that we can do something with. And maybe I'll take one really well-known song and do something unusual with it. But most of it will be original material. And I'd like to try my hand at writing some Christmas music. And I have one Christmas song kind of underway that I really like. And I hope next year we'll talk about that, Ken.
Noreen Braun mentioned a couple of other Christmas songs she'd like to record and hopes that she'll be able to have something new by next Christmas.
Nothing in the works at the moment, but I think there's tons of Christmas music and that I didn't do that I wouldn't mind doing. Yeah. So anything's possible. Yeah. I mean, the Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Alice and I do that one. And we have a really nice, Alice plays this harp effect on the keys. It sounds really cool. So yeah, there's definitely, nothing's in the works right now.
Was there anything that you wanted to, besides what you just mentioned, was there anything that you wanted to put on December Falls that for whatever reason you weren't able to get it just yet, but maybe it's in the back of your head for someday?
Well, some song like Oh Holy Night, I really love that. But that's actually a really challenging song, at least for me to sing. You've got to, I think, have to have a real belter when it goes to the really impactful emotional places. So yeah, that would be something that I would like to do, but that would require me to really work on it for a longer time than what I had last summer. So those two, Hark the Herald Angels, Oh Holy Night. And then some of them, I thought it would be fun to do like Jingle Bell Rock, some of those old classic 50s, but with an updated sound. So there you go. Maybe next year or the year after.
Pete Hopkins hopes to release his first Christmas album next year. But if that doesn't quite work out, he still thinks there will be at least one new Christmas single.
I do. I'd like to. I do. I have a great name for the record. That's a good place to start. But yeah, it's something I'd like to do. To do that, you have to like start making it in the spring, which is weird, yeah. But that's what I'd do, I suppose. Hopefully that's the way it'll go. Otherwise, in 10 years from now, I'll put all the songs that I put out once a year on a record.
Rosalie Drysdale doesn't specifically have a new Christmas album on her agenda, but she is interested in writing some original Christmas songs, which she didn't do for her album, Let Your Heart Be Light.
You know what I'd like to do, Ken? I think I'm going to start trying to do some original stuff that I don't know if it might be out for this Christmas, but most likely that would be something, to your point that you just made, that would probably be something for the following Christmas. And I'm always writing, you know, and I can't really tell you from this week to next week what might come into my mind. You know, I have to, you know, you get some inspiration, you get a thought, you just go. And then one thing I have found is if I have a thought, if I have a hook in my head, I got to get to the piano. I got to write that down. I got to at least record that hook. Sometimes I sit there and I just write the whole song right away. It all depends on what the song is. Sometimes I work on it over a period of days, but when I do feel that hook come to me or that inspiration come to me, I have to sit down and do it right away because it'll be gone otherwise. It'll just be gone into the abyss. So I record it just really fundamentally, and then I work on it.
Liz Kennedy is intrigued by the idea of recording her first Christmas album, possibly for next Christmas.
Yeah, maybe I'll think about that.
My
Christmas album.
Yeah. I mean, I know numbers aren't everything, and that's not really a good reason to make a Christmas album, because, oh, well, people like that. I'm going to make it. Because when, as an artist, if you start trying to make your art for what people like rather than what you do, it's a hard sell. And it takes the love out of it.
You can't do it. You're absolutely right. You have to write for yourself. And I think I don't use the social media like I should. I don't promote songs, but maybe the song did appeal in a way. I tried to make it a little bit of a rootsy Christmas song. I tried to put it in my style that I was comfortable with. And maybe I can do that again. I don't know. I haven't thought about writing another Christmas song, but can I? I think I'm going to hit the boards on that.
Sarah Reeves is already thinking about adding to this year's Christmas album, The More the Merrier, and I couldn't help but give her a little unsolicited advice.
Yes, actually. Yeah, we're thinking about maybe eventually doing like a deluxe to this. I think this album is like the one that I've always wanted to make for Christmas. So maybe next year we could talk about, you know, adding a couple songs or doing some type of deluxe version. Again, I'm not sure, but I'm just, you know, off the top of my head, that's what I've kind of been thinking about. But maybe in a few years, you know, maybe when this one kind of, the thing about Christmas is it's something that becomes new every year, which is, you know, my other albums are not necessarily like that. So with this one, I'm hoping that every year more and more people will find it and they'll get excited about it and kind of make this a part of their Christmas listening collection. but we'll see. I don't know. Maybe in a few years I'll do some more stuff, some newer stuff.
You know, and talking about a deluxe version, and that used to be a rarity that happened, and it happens more and more where artists do come up with an extra couple of songs and there's a new release, which is a great way to reintroduce their Christmas album to people who may not have had it before. And for fans, you get a couple new songs. And I had mentioned the EPs you did earlier, and it would be, not to try and stick my nose in and be a producer for you, but it'd be great to add those in a deluxe version. And there's 5 or 6 extra songs right off the bat that you already have.
That's true.
So there's a suggestion, and I won't take any credit for it, and I won't have my feelings hurt if when you're done with this you think, boy, that guy's an idiot.
No, I love it. Thank you for that input.
TJ Winterbrook, who gave us 5 new original Christmas singles this year, already has some new Christmas music in the works for next year.
At the moment, I'm starting to look ahead to 2022 and what the plans are for that year, and very much the plans are more Christmas music. So I've already started work on some of the songs that I will potentially be releasing in the latter half of next year. Very much sticking to the Christmas music genre and having a lot of fun with it. So I think in 2022 we can expect, I don't know exactly, but 3 or 4 potentially new Winterbrook releases here in time for Christmas next year, and hopefully the listeners and yourself, Ken, will enjoy them.
Suzanne from Suzanne's Band hasn't had a chance to write something new for next year, at least not yet.
Unfortunately, no, because I've been so busy recording and everything. I haven't had time to, you know, even look at starting to finish the other. I mean, I haven't done much writing at all. That's the one thing that has really suffered, I think, for 2021, is just writing in general, you know, with the next album, with the next Christmas song, all that. So I'm really hoping to be able to spend some time up in my loft, as I call it, my music room up there, and work on some creating for 2022. That's definitely a goal.
Rhea Stevens already has a couple new Christmas songs she's ready to record. And even though she released her second Christmas album this year, which is called Tis the Season, she's already planning more new Christmas music.
There's always more Christmas music.
I love to hear that.
There's always more Christmas music. I mean, I would love to, I'd love to put out a couple new Christmas songs every year, or, you know, an EP every year. I just don't want to repeat myself. So I start thinking about, okay, well, what's another side of Christmas that I haven't explored? What's so that has to be clear in my mind. So I'm thinking about what's coming next, but yeah, I do have several Christmas songs that I haven't recorded yet that I would love to record. So it's a matter of just finding the right producer to work with and, you know, who's up for the job. I mean, it was so great to make this record during a time when all the musicians were in town. And I worked with a guy named Tom Keen, who was not very busy because of the pandemic, and we could get it done. But making Christmas music is not like, I mean, for me anyway, for the kind of Christmas music that I want to make, it needs to be really well done. I just feel like I can't just work with anybody. It has to be with a producer who's really a masterful arranger. So, and they need to be available.
Right. So. Well, and from what I know of you and my experience with your music, I know that I'm not going to get some churned out version of Jingle Bell Rock next year.
No.
And I should say, I have nothing against Jingle Bell Rock. So save your emails, everybody. I like Jingle Bell Rock. But what I just mean is that you're not going to go, oh, it's getting to be fall's coming, I need to put a Christmas song out, let's do Jingle Bell Rock. That's not going
to
happen.
And I found that. I mean, I've had producers reach out to me who make a lot of music for film and TV. And, you know, they say, well, you know, it's about June. So, you know, I wanted to see if you wanted to do a Christmas song. I was thinking about doing, you know, this or that. And it's like, there's not really enough time. And if we're not intentional, then we're going to rush it through. So I think I'll pass. But I mean, because I like to get the songs written and really understand how I want them to sound and really find the right person to work with on things. And I just work very differently. But yeah, there is that. There's a lot of that. Oh, I put out a Christmas song and here it is. And yeah, it's crazy. Because I just think that especially if you're putting out Christmas music, it should be really intentional and really good.
Please keep in mind that none of what you've just heard is set in stone. Still, I'm excited by just the possibility that some of this will actually come to be. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for helping this podcast continue to grow. Since you're listening now, you've obviously found us somewhere. But if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And again, that website is soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. When you do go to whatever podcast site you like to use, don't forget to click the subscribe or follow button. And that way, next time you go back, all of our new episodes will be there waiting for you, whenever that is. If you just want to listen to the music for the Sounds of Christmas station, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.